Vision View Sports Radio remains proudly African and deeply rooted in sport.
Hey, Coach, you're live on the air. This is Romy and Dehang. How are you doing?
Hey, my favorite people. How are you?
Yes. Coach, why did you hang up on me, Coach? I introduced you and then there was nobody on the other side.
It's a picture of me at the mall. The network is not too good for me, you know?
Oh, I see. Okay, you're forgiven. What are you shopping?
Nah, I'm just trying to take some time off from the busy schedule. Mm.
Ah, so you're not shopping per se. You're not looking for good sneakers or a gift for the special lady in your life or anything like that?
No, not yet. I'm going to get you guys, the two of you, some nice sneakers from Egypt.
I like that. Dehang, what size are you?
I'm 7, please.
7? I'm a 6. 6.5 if you can manage, please, Coach.
Okay.
Wonderful. Coach, but good to chat to you. And thank you. Thank you for your time and always availing yourself to us here on the Locker Room. I mean, let's just get your sentiments. I know that you tweeted today and saying you know who your opponents are. Is that important to get sort of the legwork done in terms of how you'll approach the games?
Look, we knew who the opponents were, but we didn't know who was in our group. Mm. So basically, in that way, when we were waiting patiently to find out who's in our group, it gave us a better idea of how to prepare the entire team for the entire tournament.
Mm. Is it what you were hoping for?
Look, this is what I was hoping for, you know. Have two strong teams in your group. Then when you go to the next stage, who knows, things might go smoothly for you.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you won the CASAFA qualifiers with ease. Do you expect the same in Egypt?
No, I wouldn't expect the same performance from the other teams. Look, these teams that are going to Egypt are all teams that won their regions. So basically it tells you that this is going to be a stronger tournament. It's not going to be like the one we had in Kosovo, you know, even though in Kosovo, it wasn't that easy also. But the girls, they had to dig deep. Even this one, you had to dig deeper now.
Coach, what keeps you going? You know, what would be like the biggest challenge for you to be consistent as well?
You know, I always tell people that including your players in your plan, it makes things easier for me to keep this team going. Mm. Because I'm not alone, because they know what is expected of them, you know. So basically, I think being open to the girls and sharing almost everything with them, it makes things easier. They know that if we win, you know the culture of Sundowns.
Yep.
What's happening at Sundowns. So I believe that's one of the things that motivates them.
You can carry on, Coach.
Yeah, like I was saying, you know what's the motivation at Sundowns? If you play well and you do well, you'll get rewarded. So basically, I think that's one of those things that gets to push the team to be so consistent.
What, I mean, talking about consistency, and you've also mentioned the strength of other teams, and that it's not going to be the same when you go to Egypt. But with that said, for you as a Mamelodi Sundowns team, is it better to be pitted against stronger opposition for you to test your strength? Or is it better for your team currently to be pitted against, I'm going to use the word perhaps, weaker opposition? That way, you always win. But I'm always thinking, I guess it's only when you can go pound for pound that you really come out with the true essence, tenacity, strength of the team that you have.
Look, my personal opinion, I prefer to be in a group of tougher teams, not weaker, not the so-called weaker teams, but I prefer to be in a tougher frame with the other teams, you know. Why am I saying this? You know, if you beat all the stronger teams earlier, you're minimizing the tougher competition going forward in the semis and the finals. So in that way, I would prefer the stream that we're in, the stream that we find ourselves in, and it's going to be good for our girls to test ourselves. Yes, we've seen nationally how our national Daniela team been doing. So it's our chance now to go out there and test ourselves if we're on the same level with Banyana, or who knows, or maybe we're above them, you know? So basically, I think this tournament has come at the right time.
Coach Jerry, you know, I've always wanted to ask this question. What is it with the Sundowns institution, club, you know, women and the men's. King Eliyetang that is so.
All they do is win, 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 no matter
like,
what.
Like, what, yeah, I want the secret. Yeah. You know, what is special? What do you do that is special, that is different from other teams? What happens there? Because, I mean, you look at the men's team, ne? I'm asking because I've been watching, following the men's team as well as the women's league as well. And you're on top of your game. What is it? What is it? I'll read it more. Please.
I think to me, it goes down to the leadership and the management that's leading the team. If you can have a look at some of the players from the male side to the woman's side, who would sign a player who was playing maybe in his team, on his or her team, wasn't that at a peak, but when he goes to Sundowns, mentality-wise, it changes. That player becomes, he or she becomes something else, a totally different player. Hence, I'm saying it goes down to the leadership at a team. The coaches who are coaching the teams, either from academy, you go up to the senior team. They instill that thing into the players that when you come to Sundowns, you must have the willingness to win games, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, I think people who are at the leadership at Sundowns, they're playing a huge role.
Does it add that added advantage? To have...
Look at you.
To have... it's coming. to have that... financial muscle.
How can you get the coach on the coach? Don't bring him sneakers. Only bring me sneakers. No. He's putting you on the spot.
It's a fair question.
He's putting me on the spot.
Yeah, of course he is.
Listen. I know nothing. I know nothing about financial muscle.
Yeah.
But I know it's only football, how you play, how you apply yourself.
Okay.
That's all I know. But when it comes to finance stuff, I wouldn't know.
Let me put it this way. Does it add that? Does it give you that added advantage?
Does it give you the edge? Does it give you the edge
in football in general to have a financial muscle?
Look, you got teams like your PSG and all. Those teams, people, they call them financially stable, but they still battle in the Champions League.
Yeah.
So that it really tells you that the finance.
Coach, don't run away.
But he did mention that the
there you go. We missed the other part, Coach. PSG, they don't win the Champions League.
Yeah, they don't do good in Champions League.
Mm.
You've got your Real Madrid; they don't dominate your Champions League.
Mm.
But those teams are teams that are financially stable.
Mm.
So what I'm trying to say is, it goes down to the 11v11 that plays in the field, and the coach and the leadership out there. Who are helping the players to take the best out of their players?
It's fine, Coach.
I think the coach answered that fairly. Coach, you know what I was saying the other day to the analysts over at the national broadcaster? I was saying, do Sundowns ladies not need a loss just to regroup? And the analyst said, there's no way that Sundowns ladies are losing. It must be tough to keep winning. That. Do you know how to lose? Do you know what a loss... I guess it does. Because I always think, you know, it's more in your failure that you learn, more so that in your victories. Do you have the same sentiments? Or do you think and feel that the team can continue on this winning streak and that it's possible not to lose a game?
Yeah, you know, Romy, you've touched this other question that I was waiting for some time. I've done lots of my interviews, but I never got this question. You know, it happened, I would say to you, you've already got a loss in the league. You've got a loss in the league. When we played against JVW, a draw, to us, there was more of a wake-up call. To say, hey, look, you guys are not invisible. There are teams that can come out there and give you guys your first loss and all that. So now each and every game that we play, we approach it as a final. So in our mind, we don't have that mentality to say we underestimating teams, but we always go out there.
This connection is...
The possibilities are there that we might lose a game, but we don't want to put it more in our mind. The only thing that we're focusing on is let us win all our games.
But how do you not put it in your mind? Because for me, it's kind of like shoot for the stars and land on the moon, right? But you've got to be prepared for a game that goes either way. And mentally, if you're not ready, that can really put you in a mental space. It could put you further back if it is that you're not ready for it, that it is that you do not play your cards and know for yourself that it can go either way. So is it about positivity all the way and we don't focus on a loss? Or is it that we go for the win, however we do know how to, I guess mentally, control a loss if it does come?
How I so wish one day you could come into our change room and listen to my pep talk to the ladies. Wow. I always tell the ladies that there are three results in a game of football. In the first 25 minutes, it might happen that we could still be on 0-0 draw, or it could happen that we are 1-0 down, or it could happen that we are 1-0 up.
Mm.
So I strike them before each and every game, you know. So prepare them mentally that anything could happen in this game of football. I always tell them that should those kind of results happen, that means me as a coach, if we 1-0 down, I need to come up, I need to step up my game. They also need to step up their game and see to it that we don't want to fall back.
Yeah.
We know how bad we react to a loss. We played against TUT the other day. We beat them 4-2. My girls will tell you, only if you were there, you would attest that I wasn't happy with the result that we managed to score 4 goals and conceded 2 silly goals.
Mm.
I hammered them back as if that it was their loss, you know. So even if they know that they've won the game, but we need to win the games convincingly, not with a score 4-2 and all that. I made it clear to them that to us it was another loss, you know. So it always pushes them to do well.
Well, Coach, I know soon that I will be on the touchline when it is that you are playing. So please do find me, because I think that those golden moments you talk about, those pep talks prior to a team leaving the change room, is really where the magic happens. But maintain the winning streak. Dikgang, I'm going to say bye to the coach. You're not getting sneakers anymore. So is there anything else you want to ask Coach Jerry?
Why now you just excluding me?
Tight corners here. The poor
because
coach
of
didn't
one question.
Know. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I have to ask. People want to know.
Jamie's no longer getting those sneakers.
Yeah, no.
He's playing a lawyer now. He's the same question but different.
You see, coach, you can bring me 2 pairs. Okay, how's that?
I can bring you 2 pairs. Nice one.
These guys are teaming up on me. Yeah, my dad.
Coach, it's always good chatting to you.
Coach,
enjoy
thank
the
you very
more
much, yes.
And thank you.
Thank you, madam.
And good luck. Good luck with the tournament as well.
Okay, team. I'll put you in my bag. You're coming with us.
Please,
to Egypt.
Please. Sharp coach.
Thank you so much.
Sharp.
That is Coach Jerry Shabalala there chatting to us of Mamelodi Sundowns. And Mani
I'm
is
suddenly
a,
hot.
Me too. Mani, money is a currency. I always told you, you know. Mm. And I don't think there is denying that if it is that you've got everything that you need at your fingertips, if players are paid and you don't worry about that, if you've got change rooms and facilities that are in mint condition, there's nothing to worry about. All you worry about is applying yourself, play football.
Yeah.
Apply yourself, play football. You don't 100%. Have to do anything else other than that. And that has got to be a factor. Mm. That has got to be a huge factor. Mm. If you take a look at a Thunderbirds ladies, for example, and where they train, look at where JVW train as well. I also think that they have the advantage, you know, where some of the other teams don't
TUT.
Have. UJ, you know, UJ? UWC, I guess they've got the facilities. Mm. And if you don't have facilities, it is a thorn in your side. You've got to make do. You've got to make amends. You still have to run a team. And if money is in, you can run it great. And if it's not, there is a discrepancy, if you would, because you still have to find certain things to kind of make the wheel turn, you know, at the end of the day. But all I know is I'm getting sneakers, 26 minutes.
Me and you both.
Aye, of course. You're off the list.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.
Number 1.